I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Biden met with CEOs and labor leaders on Monday to build support for what's called the CHIPS Act, as in semiconductor chips. It was a virtual meeting. He's still getting over COVID. But that bill to expand domestic production of microchips is before the Senate now. We've been reporting for a year on all the back orders as we wait for microchips built in Asia. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The semiconductor shortage has slowed down manufacturing of a range of electronics, from vehicles to appliances. On top of creating a more reliable supply, administration officials say the CHIPS Act would also make the U.S. less dependent on chips made in China. Willie Shi teaches management at Harvard Business School.
The U.S. manufacturing share has dropped to around 12% globally.
Down from 37% in 1990. She says having so much production offshore also puts the U.S. at a disadvantage when it comes to designing new chips.
It impacts your ability as a country to do innovation.
The bill would provide the industry with $52 billion in subsidies. Bernstein Research Managing Director Stacey Razgun is skeptical about how much of a difference that would make.
I know it sounds like a big number, like $52 billion over 5 years for the industry, but it's a rounding error.
Given the amount of investment he estimates it would take to bring back U.S. chip manufacturing in a meaningful way. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.